محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
Monday 5th of June 2000. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Last week we started discussing about that and we saw a few verses. And today I wish to draw your attention to a few other verses before we enter Barzakh regarding death, so that the concept of death is clear in our minds before we proceed onto the stage of Barzakh. Surah Luqman, which is Surah number 31. The last verse of Surah Luqman, which is verse number 34. And this, by the side, whilst it is talking about death as well, it is talking about some other things. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna Allah 'indahu 'ilmu as-sa'ah wa yunazzilu al-ghayb wa ya'lamu ma fil arham. وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت إن الله عليم خبير. These are the five things that when we talk of علم الله, these are five things that nobody can know. Three to do with things that are in his control, three to do with human beings, two with Surah Luqman, last verse, 34. When we talk of ilmullah, right? We talk of ilmul ghayb. What is encompassed in ilmul ghayb? Ilmul ghayb includes those things that only Allah knows. Of course, there are a lot of things that we don't know. A lot of ghayb that we don't know. But there are certain ghaybs that as you develop that status of iman, as you become more pious, there are things that you will come to know without anybody telling you. It will come into you as an inspiration, right? But go to the highest level of piety, go to the highest level of even being a prophet or an imam. These five things, only when Allah wishes to give you that knowledge, He can give you that knowledge. Otherwise, these five things lie in the hands of Allah. The knowledge of these five things are with Allah only. Three are to do with His control, and two are to do with human beings. Whereas they, I am working for somebody, I know I am going to get some money at the end of the month, yet Allah says here, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا. Now this kasb is not only to do with material wealth. You've got to understand, kasb is to acquire, and it includes what you will acquire in your deeds, in your thoughts, in your actions, right? Tomorrow, are you going to do a good deed or are you going to make a mistake somewhere? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it. Not that He is in control. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٌ. So, just out of interest, where a person dies again, that knowledge is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where? بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٌ. Right? Questions?
Is there any significance why these five items?
The way I see it in tafsir, when they're talking of ilmul ghayb, ilmul ghayb is a song, right? This verse was revealed to specify ilmul ghayb. You remember the story of the 11th Imam when he could tell this cloud is going this place, this cloud is going this place. You know the story of 11th Imam, rain, there was a drought, the king at that time, the Banu Abbasi Khalifa at that time called, he called everybody, and a Christian priest used to pray, right? And rain would fall because of bones in his hands. And then the 11th Imam, who was in prison at that time, was released to come and save the religion of Islam. And he prayed. And then as clouds started gathering, the Imam said, these clouds are heading for this place, these clouds are heading for this place. And then finally he said, these clouds have come here for rain in this place, Samarra. Now go back to your homes. And it rained. So that means the Imam knew. Right? Again, these things are qualified by the statement that awliyaullah, these things are the knowledge of Allah only, except for those who Allah gives knowledge to. So Allah may decide to tell the Holy Prophet, Allah may decide to inspire into the Imam that these are going here and these are going here, the clouds, right? So when he says wazilul ghayb, that the rain, he sends rain, yeah? Allah knows where and when He is going to send rain, right?
There must be more to it than that, because, for example, we can now know what's in the rooms.
Good question.
And the rain, we can see the clouds to make rain in many cases, in some cases nowadays. But who knows what we'll be able to do in 50 years' time?
You see, this is a very good question. When I was in Paris, somebody had put forward the same question. Aajkal to technology is so advanced that you can see what is in the womb. And funny enough, before I even had time to think about the answer, a doctor stood up from Paris, huh? Paris. A doctor stood up and said, if you don't mind, can I answer this question? I said, please, by all means, be my guest. And he said, true enough, technology is advanced, but there are two things to remember. One, there is always a margin of error. And two, the technology cannot say before a certain time. It's only after a certain time when it has formed something, that is when they have only made cameras or instruments of vision that can penetrate through the womb and see, boy or a girl, right? Whereas when Allah knows from the time of conception, is this going to be a girl or boy? So there is a difference there.
What I'm saying is it might be even more than that. Here comes in the word knows. Knows as in from the time it's in the womb, he knows what this will be. More than just whether it's boy or girl.
Whether it's going to turn out to be a good person or a bad person. Is that what you think?
To the end.
It can also mean Allah knows يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. That means the generations that are to come. You see, when you say Imam Hussein is Ziyarat Paris, is Ziyarat Warisama.
Slab.
You are in a slab of shah,
slab.
Arham al-Mutahara. Arham al-Mutahara. You're talking to Imam Hussein al-Islam. He's saying you have come across wombs that were pure. Right? So that means ya'lamu ma fil arham.
Huh? A slab is referring to the father.
والأرحام المطهرة الشامخة
pure
جسد something to do with clean.
The slab is like the male
sulf, yeah.
Sulf is like peat, but it actually signifies
the
abat. It actually signifies progeny, right?
Yeah.
So it means back, but it means
it progeny. Means back, but it actually signifies, is used only in this purpose.
Progeny.
Yeah.
Now this is a five different items.
Different items.
Is there a tafsir of them from Imam al-Islam? Why a five, for example? The knowledge of the hour.
The knowledge of the hour is something that only Allah knows.
Yes, except that are these significant things.
There is a tafsir, He says that a man came
to the Prophet.
Came to the Prophet and he asked these four questions. He says, tell me when the day of judgment will take place. And he said, I have sown, let me know when it will rain. My wife is pregnant, tell me whether she will deliver a son or a daughter, and show me where I will be buried. And then the Prophet said, all these matters are in the treasury of the knowledge of Allah, and then this ayah will reveal.
Okay.
That's going to mean only rain.
Yeah.
Does
ghaib
mean rain?
Ghaib mean rain. Yeah, but Masood translated this. When? I just want to find out if there is a hadith. Nothing specific. Right. Another verse, or rather another reference to death. And this is how Allah describes death. Al-Ahzab, Surah Al-Ahzab 19 and Surah Muhammad 20. There is 33:19 and 47:20. Surah Ahzab 33:19. Surah number 33, verse number 19. فَإِذَا جَاءَ الْخَوْفُ رَأَيْتَهُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَيْكَ تَدُورُ أَعْيُنُهُمْ كَلَّذِي يُغْشَى عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ. What has that been translated as? 33:19.
Being immediately unto you. But when comest fear, thou wilt see them looking unto you, their eyes rolling, like the one on whom death hath cast its shadow.
Yeah, this Abi Ayatul 33:19 and 47:20, these two verses are both describing how death would come in that sense. Okay, they are their eyes rolling as if death has come to them, right? In both places. Al-Mughshi alayhi min al-Mawt. The first is Yughshi alayhi min al-Mawt, and the second, Muhammad 20, that is 47:20, you'll find Al-Mughshi alayhi min al-Mawt. Yanzuruna ilayka nazar al-Mughshi alayhi min al-Mawt. Got the second one as well? Surah Muhammad, which is Surah number 47, verse number 20. Right? Both of them describe death as eyes rolling. Right? That as if he has been overcome by death or overwhelmed by death. So that shows, he gives us an indication, okay, when death will come, this is what is going to happen. People who are frightened of death, right, who will actually react in that way as if they have been overcome. This is just out of interest. Death has been mentioned more than 100 times in the Holy Quran. More. The word more itself. Right? It's been mentioned in different forms, in different ways, very many times. But we will look at the verses of interest only. Now, I come to something that is known as spiritual death. You see, whilst we talk of physical death, that means end of our life. There is another part where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks of life and death in its spiritual sense. Meaning, okay, whilst we may be physically alive on this earth, we may be dead. Right? Allah says in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhan nas istajibu lillahi wa lirrasooli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. That means, O people, respond to Allah and His Messenger when they call you to something that gives you life. Lima yuhyikum. That means that what we are doing is not giving us life. It is only when we respond to what Allah is calling us to, what the Holy Prophet is asking us to do, then we will become alive. Until then, what are we? We are living dead people. Right? We are living, but we are actually dead. So, death in one sense is physical, where we end our physical life. In another sense, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you are actually a living dead person until and unless you obey what Allah has called you towards, what Allah's Messenger has called you towards. And in one verse, Allah even says, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَمَيِّتٌ. That you are that person as well as everybody else. Right? Now, some of us serene say, okay, that verse, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتٌ, that verse is actually referring to a finality. Okay, Allah is saying that, look, you are also going to die as well as them. It can also mean that. At the same time, some of us even say, it can also mean that you are a dead person on this earth, even though you may be living. You may be breathing, you may be eating, you may be growing, you may be doing so many things. But as long as you do not follow the path or the call of Allah and His Messenger, you are as good as a dead person. So the concept of death, the way we understand it physically, is that this person is not on this earth. Somebody who is dead is useless now. You can't talk to him, you can't benefit from him, you can't gain from him, nothing. Similarly, a person who is dead spiritually, in Allah's eyes, is useless. Just the way we understand that a person dead physically is useless. Right? إِنَّكَ مَيْتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيْتُونَ, which is Zumar 30. Right? Any questions before I go on? Right. I take you to the next verse, which begins our discussion in Barzakh. This is the best verse to start with, because it is an interesting verse. If you come across it, I'm sure you're going to ask questions. Surah number 44, verse number 56. Surah number 44, is Surah Dukhan, a surah that we recite on the 23rd night of Ramadan, right? As surah Ninda, when we are describing the people of Jannah, we are talking of the people of paradise, we say, لا يذوقون فيها الموت إلا الموتة الأولى. If you read the translation, what does it say? They do not test in it death, save the first one. So what is the question that comes to mind? What is the first death? The death in this world, right? So there is no death after that?
There is, between Barzakh and Qiyamah. It's another death.
Is that a death? But this one says Mawtat al-Ula. La yadukuna fiha al-mawt illa al-mawtat al-Ula. Wa waqahum adab al-jahim.
When they die here, Siddha Jannah.
Siddha Jannah. No Barzakh.
No Barzakh.
Okay, keep this verse on one side. Let's look at another verse, 40:11. Suratul Mu'min, 40:11. Suratul Mu'min, verse, surah number 40. I think it's 40, is it? Yeah. Verse number 11. Do you remember? We have done this verse. Okay, that's an hour. قَالُوا رَبَّنَا أَمَتَّنَا اثْنَتَيْنِ وَأَحْيَيْتَنَا اثْنَتَيْنِ. You gave us death twice and gave us life twice. Do you remember when we were discussing this verse? When did you
say
it? Discuss it? When we were discussing the verse, هُوَ الَّذِي يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ. You remember the verse? Surah Al-Baqarah. Okay, he is the one who gave you life, then he will give you that. I'm just trying to find the verse here. Surah Al-Baqarah,
then he will give you life again.
Yeah.
But the last part is very interesting.
Okay.
Is there a way to get out of this?
So,
these are the people of hell die twice,
those
people of heaven die once.
Okay. One rule for one and one rule for another.
Okay,
I am talking about the people who need healing. All the way I am talking about the people of gender. Yeah. You see, the reason why let's try and understand Barzakh. I hope this spell is here. The verse that talks about barzakh is the verse that says, وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Right? Remember this verse. Okay, whenever you want to talk about barzakh, the Quran ke andar barzakh mein aise kya likhe hue, it is simple. وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. I'll give you the reference of the verse, right? وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ مَنْ لَيْلَقُونِ Pashar, behind, right? وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ أَلْبُسَخٌ وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Up to the day they will be resurrected, right? Now, first of all, وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ مَنْ لَيْلَقُونِ بَشْوَارِ شِيَهِ. When we talk about future, because barzakh is yet to come. وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ مَنْ literally, when we even say Gujarati ki aaye bachware shi, that means it is after them, as in it is going to take place. Wherever the scurry and scamper, this barzakh is going to come to them, right? وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ كَتْلِ اَلَوْقَنِ بَشْوَارِهِ. They are not going to escape it, right? بَرْزَخٌ إِلَّا يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Barzakh is the name given to a wall between two things. So you have dunya here, and I write in Arabic or English, and akhir. And the wall between the two is called barzakh. وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Now, if you remember, Surah Mu'min, verse number 11, this is life, this is death, this is life, this is death. And on this day, after, the kafirs are going to say that you gave us life twice and gave us death twice. رَبَّنَا أَحْيَيْتَنَا أَمَتَّنَا اثْنَتَيْنِ وَأَحْيَيْتَنَا اثْنَتَيْنِ. Gave us life twice and death twice. Right? This was what we had done last time, if you remember. Yeah, that is? Now,
controversy
आखिरत तुझे
लाइफ
नहीं आखिरत में होए. You see, life is
like, you know,
we were
saying God says death first,
then life.
I remember that. He says you give us death twice and then life twice.
Death twice and then life twice. Death
came first.
It can be this, can be 1, 2, 3 and then life. But I mean, right? Okay, just let me explain. Okay, why life, why are the kafirs complaining? Not complaining. They're saying, okay, فَأَعْتَرَفْنَا, we are admitting. Right? فَأَعْتَرَفْنَا بِذُنُوبِنَا. Okay, despite the opportunities you gave us in two lives, here and this one and this one. أَيْنَا أَلْمُوا, they are, you see, this stage is a transition between this one and this one. Remember that, yeah? In that, here you can do actions and get sawab. In this one, although you can't do any more actions, you can still get sawab. So the account is open for crediting. Whereas you cannot physically, as you can in this life. So the difference between this life and this life is that whilst a person here cannot do anything to start gaining sawab, But the sawab for what he has done, or the sawab for what somebody else does for him, can still continue coming here. Whereas Anya, there is a total, no more sawabs, no more actions. Right? So, that is what makes me of this opinion. The life here is more of importance. Because there is at least sawab if there is no amal. And there is iqab. See, because somebody who does a bad thing here may get the punishment even in the grave after he has done. Or something he starts, for which other people are wishless. That is on his shoulders up to the day of judgment. And therefore that punishment or that azab, that guna is still written on his shoulders even after he has done.
What is the point, Barza? Why can't you just get the guna or the azab for it in Akhirah? What's the point of it?
For everybody to catch up. Generations to catch up.
No, Allah doesn't leave all that.
It's a time scale, no. It's
no, it's the other generations to catch up, right?
So we can just be non-existent until the day of as it is, at some point we'll be non-existent for an unknown time.
No, but it's opportunities. Yeah. It's opportunities for us on this earth to do something that our accounts are always credited because that stage.
So we're
still a variable state.
So what you're saying that Barzakh is actually a Rahmah?
It is.
And also it's
that's why you leave behind children who will do things that Allah will forgive your sins here or stop punishment here. Stop punishment actually. Why is she being punished? Your children may do something because of which Allah may decide to have mercy on you, punishment stops. Push for this. Right? So it is actually a blessing, provided we understand this. If you are of the opinion, right? Then there won't be a drive in your life. But what we have to do is have to understand that this are fruits of this labor that we do here on this earth, first here and then here. Right? Now when we talk of shafa'at and imams, imam kaj shafa'at, I mean ayya apsu, but ayya ne api. Right? That shows that this thing is as good as this kind of life we are in control. Only thing is that there we won't be able to do it. Right? Any question before I go on, because I still have to discuss about the Ula. There is sort of Mu'min 40:11.
I'm just saying that there is no life in the Akhirah, according to this.
Sorry?
According to this.
Thank you. I still think that, they are talking, so they are living. They are saying, twice you made us die, now twice you made us live. And then it's very, I don't know how you translate, but I was basically saying, according to this, he said, is there still a way out?
Let me give you one or two reasons why I believe this. First of all, I gave you
that I understood.
Right? That one you understood. Secondly, whilst this is called Hayat, right? This is called Ba'ath. Right? Ba'ath is resurrection. Lima yuhyikum Hayat, giving life. Now, life is called a life because it ends with death. Whereas here, there is no death. Right? The way I look at it, and this seems more plausible to me, again, this is tafsirah. So, don't sort of stick to the achele, clear cut, no. We're here to discuss this thing.
I think we're mistranslating. That's the other. We're mistranslating. That's what you said. Allah doesn't say anything about life. He says about Hayat.
Hayat?
Yeah, he doesn't say anything about life. No. Hayat. No. Like you said, that's not life. No, we're mistranslating. In English, life covers all three. And Hayat only covers the first two.
No.
In English, that's life and that's life.
This is not a life because life ends.
No, what I'm saying is in English. Oh. We are a very loose translation. But Allah is using very specifically Hayat and.
But this is what I
think we're mistranslating by say counting lives.
No, you see the thing is when the Kafirs say that you have given us death twice, both twice and hayat twice, is this hayat and this hayat and this mode and this mode, or is this hayat and this hayat and this mode and this mode, with no reference to this one?
Hayat ending in death, I think, is a good reason.
It is, isn't it? Akhirat, right? So, the kafirs are actually admitting that you gave us these two lives and these two deaths. فَأَتَرَقْنَا مِنْ قُلُوبِنَا. Now we admit. Verse number 11. Right? فَهَلْ إِلَىٰ خُرُوجٍ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ. Can we come out from here? Right?
Even now,
the point has been given in this word, even now can we come out at this point. We come to that concept of Mawt al-Ula. The concept of Mawt al-Ula, the first death. The people in Jannah will not have a death except the first death. Is this the first death? Or is this the first death? What do you think? Let me.
What you told you, the first death is the first one.
Okay.
So Dunya. Yeah, I mean, that's the first one. No, that's logic, but.
That's logic, ne? Anybody else?
What is the view of what sort of life will it be?
Yeah, but that could be a metaphor. Allah's hand, right hand and left hand. There's no hand on it.
And then metaphorical to Allah's position, not to ours.
They said there'd be a new body identical.
No, bala qadirina an nusawwi banana. You know these fingerprints? Right? It will be the same. That means there is a reconstruction process, to put it very crudely, okay, where the human being will be reconstructed exactly as he or she was, up to the details of fingerprints, crunch. Now, why would Allah mention this? This is unique.
Interesting, just to remember a point, the uniqueness of fingerprints were discovered in 1800 and something.
So many other things, but Allah says even up to that unique feature belonging to every human being, he will be able to reconstruct that. So that means there is a process of reconstruction. We will come to that when we discuss the Ba'ath, Jannat and Jahannam.
Well, Larry discussed this, that there is a problem with this one, because is it going to be something that, as the DK says, reconstruction. If people say, you crumble into dust, so God will just recreate you. So that is a very nice notion, until you realize that there are things that have decayed and have become part of other creatures. Through the food chain. Yeah. Your molecules are now somebody else's molecules. So he decays. So when you get reconstructed, who do the molecules belong to? And he has gone in to try to explain that very nicely.
I've heard that you don't actually have the same.
Yeah. What he has said is that, you know, if I was to get all my myths brought together, chances are, you know, somebody 200 years after me would suddenly be half missing. So how, you know, seeing that matter is neither created nor destroyed, as it were.
Well, how does he explain?
He says he believes that there will be a third body, which
called the spiritual body.
We'll
have bodily teachers, and Kariyasu Keshake Barzakh is spiritual. This life is bodily. And the third one is a totally different kind which incorporates both. That's the hypothesis. This is the book you have, sir, Prada Chutani.
Yes,
Prada Chutani.
You haven't
got that before. Well, no, he is by what? Four or five reasons for it from base to high. He gives reasons why it can't be for him.
And a question more interesting. The barzakh no time they say is relative to everybody. Somebody could die 10 years before the day of judgment. Somebody could die 5,000 years before the day of judgment. So how do you tell you for that? Unless you come up to be a sinner. Yes, Lord, as what? 50,000 years. So I don't know, I mean, I'm just speculating. પચાસ હજાર વર્ષ છે પછી ક્યામત આવશે પછી ઓલો જે પેલો મળ્યો તો એનો પેલો વારો આવશે છેલ્લો મળ્યો તો એનો છેલ્લો વારો
આવશે
ના ના આઈ કેન જસ્ટ સ્પેક્યુલેટ કે વોટ વિલ હેપન આઈ હેવન્ટ કમ અક્રોસ એનીથિંગ એનીબડી કમ અક્રોસ એનીથિંગ
If it is 50,000 years of our reckoning, and I think we once said Adam was 7,000, 8,000 years. 8,000, maybe maximum 10,000 years. So obviously there's plenty of scope there.
If that theory is true, I mean...
If it is
true. Yeah, this is just my own knowledge.
2,000 years is one day. 2,000 years is one day.
It's one day. The day of judgment, right? So those who will
be
following...
We know it's going to be only one day, though.
Really?
Because day of judgment...
Day of judgment. Yeah, that's true.
It is just one day. Everywhere it said Yom is true, one day.
It's 50,000 years long.
So we know how long it's going to be. So that means, in a sense, that there's going to be things to do right up to the 50,000 years.
It's a relative thing. I mean, will it be 50,000 years for everybody? Well, for some people, you know, it'll go very quickly. For others, it'll be agonizingly slow. I mean, it doesn't mean everybody's going to be waiting to pick up.
Time won't be understanding.
Well, that's it.
Well, if it wasn't going to be, then why are they telling us the 50,000 equivalent of today?
Why?
I think time will not be of the relevance. Then why is it being described as 50,000?
You must say it will be irrelevant.
Yes,
so
it's supposed to just give you an idea.
It may be.
It is not necessarily exactly 50,000 years. It's just to give you an idea about a long check, you may not even want to count it.
But it may be that long for some people, not for everyone.
Time is a very relative issue as it is. Right?
You're enjoying yourself the best quick.
Right?
2,000 years is going to go quick.
100,000
years. Now the question is, the Mauta Karbula,
which is referring to 44, 56, right? Surah Dukhan, verse number 56. 11. لا يذوقون فيها الموت إلا الموتة الأولى. This is specific to people of Jannah. You've got to understand this.
Right.
People of Kufr, Jahannam. just going through that verse, they say that you gave us life twice and you gave us death twice. But people of Jannah are going to say, Allah says about them that they do not test death except the first one. Which first one is this? Obviously, it's this one, correct? Right? Because even people who are going to Jannah are going to test. But the difference is that people who are going to Jannah will start receiving the reward of Jannah from here. And therefore, this stage is not considered a death for them, it is just considered a transfer. Are you with me? People who are exclusively the people of Jannah are those who, as soon as they step out of this earth, are already in paradise. For they receive the rewards of Jannah from the grave. And therefore, this is not considered a death for them. Whereas people who are hanging in the middle may find our punishment or reward come to an end here sometime before the day of judgment. So we are actually waiting for this. We may get rewards. I'm not saying we will only be punished, no. We may get rewards. But because we are not the exclusive people of Jannah who go straight to Jannah, we may get reward and then we may have to settle some accounts before we go to Jannah. And therefore, that reward will stop in the grave. And then we have to die and death, and then be resurrected with the rest.
Even though it's going to happen, they will die.
Everybody dies. This is not considered death for them. This is considered just a transition for them. Because on that day, they're going straight to Jannah. This verse talking about the people of Jannah is talking about only a few people. It's not talking about the majority of the people in Jannah. No. It is talking about that class of people who, even on the day of judgment, will not have to go through those laborious stages of Hisab and Mizan and nothing. They go straight to Jannah, and there is a group of people.
Even for the Kafir, the first death is only one death because they will be in hell for birth.
Okay, they get resurrected and straight to
Jannah.
No, the beauty is that Quran says that these kafirs will actually stand up and admit their own wrongdoing. And despite the opportunity given to us, right? Hey! Barzakh, according to some. Can I go ahead? Any questions, sir?
I've got a question on
big luggage. Oh,
big
luggage.
What happened in one? What
did
the big luggage?
Allah.
That is part
three. Is that book we've read? Anything accurate?
This like, no, because it's a long time period, so they must be doing something. Can they see us? Can
they see? Let me read you the hadith. You want me to read you the hadith?
Yeah.
What's wrong? Why are you doing that? Can you explain the significance of Jumu'ah and Barzakh?
وفي المحاسن, the book called Mahasin. This is from Tafsir Mizan. I'm reading. This is by Ayatollah Tabatabai, who quotes, when it comes to ahadith, who quotes ahadith that he has accepted, right? وفي المحاسن, and in Mahasin, that is the book called Mahasin, on the authority of Hamad bin Uthman عن أبي عبد الله, that is the sixth Holy Imam عليه السلام. قال ذكر الأرواح أرواح المؤمنين فقال يلتقون. He said ذكر الأرواح. He mentioned أرواح, that is أرواح المؤمنين, the souls, believers. Yeah. فَقَالَ يَلْتَقُونَ, they meet each other. قُلْتُ قُلْتُ يَلْتَقُونَ, that is Hamad bin Uthman is saying that I asked the six holy imam, they meet each other. قَالَ نَعَمْ, he said yes. يَتَسَاءَلُونَ وَيَتَعَارَفُونَ, they ask each other about each other and they introduce each other to each other. حَتَّى إِذَا رَأَيْتَهُ قُلْتَ فُلَانَ, that even if when you see them, that is if you are the when you see them you will say, ah, this is Fulan, this is Fulan, I know it. It's a different world out there. Looking forward.
Actually, the way Mustafa Ali was saying, it's not really as scary as the...
Barzakh niyandar, I want to read you one hadith that might give you some comfort. I want to read about a hadith. منتخب البصائر عن أبي بكر الخصرمي عن أبي جعفر عليه السلام. أبي جعفر is the fifth holy man, right, on his authority. قال لا يسأل في القبر إلا من محض الإيمان محضا أو محض الكفر محضا. That قبر نيندر, only people who will be questioned, right, are the people who have either full faith or full kufr, the two extremes. فَقُلْتُ لَهُ فَسَائِدَ النَّاسِ, so I said, and what about the other people? فَقَالَ يُلْهَا عَنْهُ, يُلْهَا عَنْهُ مَنْ يَلَوَ نَمُقْرِيَ وَنَوْسَ يُلَبْتَ لَهُ حَيْنِهِ. This hadith I have read here. I have read even Tasliyat al-Fu'ad by Ayatollah Shubha. Again, from the same Muntakhab al-Basair. It may be ahad, but it is something that Ayatollah Baba Tabai has seen fit to report. Right? Again, there are other things. لا يسألوا, right, لا يسألوا, يعني بوشام نيام, لا يسألوا, does it mean سو بوشام نيام, because right, you قبر نيام در سوال منكر ونكير حق چه چه كنت right, it is going to take place, but ایک روایت ما چه سوال عقيدة ومن which is the حق من ربك ومن ما قبلتك ومن نبيك وما كتابك and all that, right, that is definitely. For riwayat ma chhe ke kabar ni andar there will be questions on what is as well. So la yus'alu, this is my interpretation, la yus'alu etle ke either won't be asked about deeds on that day or in that stage barzakh, except the two extremes, right, and the rest will be asked on the day of judgment for this. or suche, but akidah vishato you cannot deny. Part, integral part of our faith, okay, we will definitely be asked by Munkar and Nakir on who is our Lord, and who is our messenger, who is our prophet and so on. Believers not being asked questions?
Did you say there will be?
There will be.
Yeah.
I said there will be. Pass it flying colors or pale total.
When you say full believers,
I
think
awliya. To me, I haven't understood the hadith properly. It makes a lot of, it raises more questions than answers.
When you say full bad, you mean any power?
The worst of the worst. So Mahabal Kufra Mahbal.
Does not the Tabatabai answer a bit better, or he just raised it and left it? He's good at this, isn't he?
No, it's not that. You've got to understand this science is not an exact science. You've got to understand that if we were to open the books of Ahadith, we would find things that are so surprising if not contradictory. Achi, ochi, achi. It doesn't make sense. You can never tell me five ahadiths put together and say this is what it is. It can't.
Because it's not. They might not be authentic.
They might not be authentic. They might be meaning something else. We are interpreting it as something else.
Different context.
But as you understand it, say, you know,
the
general way, say a carpenter dies. Say, you know, any other person off the street. As soon as they die, they realize they know the truth. And you say, like, if you go to them and say this, will they know the truth?
That's what
they
feel.
I think they would.
Right? It's only a bit.
It would be. Because, firstly, they would see angels. Like the Quran says, the angels would be seen during death. I mean, we would see angels during death, yeah. So that would be the first indicator. This is what I have been told, this is what I believed in. But see, after that, there will be, of course, the question, answers, punishment, whatever it is, right? So, the famous hadith that we go by during Barzakh is the cover is Rawdatun min Riyad al Jannah aw Hafratun min Hafar al Nahr. Either it is a garden from the gardens of paradise, or it is a hole from the holes of hell. Right? حُفْرَةٌ مِنْ حُفَرِ النَّارِ. That is up to us to make the grave either into garden of paradise or into a hole from fire of hell. That is up to us.
How long does it take? The question answer.
Question and answer will take hardly what? The longer you take to answer, the more roots you get. Quran just agrees that there is mercy. What happens in Barzakh is described in the hadith. Quran just gives these indications. Okay, there is that Barzakh stage that is between life and hereafter.
Why does it
mean that people in the
I haven't come across any kind of problem. If you think about it, that is an opportunity for only the understanding people to exploit. It is not that we are going to rest there. Okay, rest focus so physically, but it is not that we are just going to rot and sleep. Yeah? We might as well do something that will benefit us there. So people who understand. So those who don't understand are going to miss out even there. They start from this world already as it is. And when they die, they're going to miss out there.
Someone goes to
આ છે ને વેપારી નું ધર્મ છે.
In the life, then surely punishment cannot take place because it is not yet ended. If life is going on, during life, then you just need to come on,
right? Very interesting.
Just to understand.
Have you understood this question?
Yeah.
Yes.
Huh? The question is, okay, if life, birth of the life, right, then theoretically punishment should not start because life is not ended. Then maybe we need to come in, right? The answer is very simple. Allah, the way He has created the system, there are actions that warrant punishment on this earth, there are actions that warrant punishment on the birth of. There are actions that will be exclusively questioned and punished on the next judgment. Different kinds. Right? So there are some deeds by which Allah has made a promise that He will punish us on this earth before we die because of those deeds. There are others that are reserved for the grave. So even if there are good deeds coming my way, by my own will, but because of certain bad deeds that are punishable in the grave, I will still have to bear the punishment. It is not as clear as just a negative, positive thing. If you are in punishment, and a good deed, and they will overcome the punishment, they won't be. Ama, it is for every action there is a reaction. Hisab nujache, hisab is the day of judgment, where there is what we understand by credit and debt. Right? Where we have to settle, we have to forgive each other, we have to ask from each other. Right? But for this world and the grave, there is action and there is reaction. So there are certain deeds by which there is agit, reward or punishment, and certain deeds where there is agit, which is delayed. Right? In a grave meander, you will find, especially President Fuad meander that follow, you will find that there are certain deeds which are punishable vision. Now, I have mentioned this so many times, I don't know if you guys have heard me talking about that, when I talk about that here and anywhere else. I have mentioned one thing in particular that stands out. Forget everything else. Namazate bhattuiche. But this one thing that stands out is somebody who does not use water to make himself pure after doing it, after passing it. Right? The cover punishment is going to be there. Away, koi mano momin manas hoy, koi mano jekai hoy. I'm not talking about somebody who doesn't watch it twice. Come on, let's understand the concept. The concept is of that of a habitual person, a person who just denies using water or refuses to use water, right?
We are not in that situation.
That is
so. They have also got a barzakh and they have also got a qiyamat as well.
No.
Be taken into account.
They do not have a qiyamat. They,
you see,
you look at their people who are destroyed as in Mansukh. Mansukh is not going to say that destroyed as in death.
If you look at their crime, okay, I mean people, even more women can do some stuff like that. What I'm trying to do is find out, wonder, Jalakarabarama came next. I mean, they never turned into apes, so what happened? Did that absolve them of the crime?
They're no longer human beings.
That of the fishing crime or all their crimes or what? But you generally take care of the apes, take care of the
bad. Khalas, khalas, khalam.
Their soul is white.
Namo Nishan. Namo Nishan, we take care of.
But there must be an accounting somewhere now.
Right? Oh,
they have been eradicated physically. Khalas.
Yeah, so they have been demoted into a different category, species of creation.
What happened to the soul?
All of the lost on Nikrish Yusau. You see, they have been now demoted to a different species of creation class. They are animals now. Whether you talk of apes, you talk of elephants, you talk of rabbits, right? These are all Mansukh.
What's that word mean?
Mansukh is
change.
The other people that might, for example, the earth overturned on that, or stone or rain which killed them all, right? These were not turned into animals.
This was a very, very bad punishment for something that sounds relatively
that
minor.
Sounds so trivial because we are looking at it out of context. We are looking at it at just that one incident.
They were fishing. What they did was they were not allowing fish. Actually, they didn't fish on that day.
They just created a dam to fish.
They fished the next day.
You see why? To Allah, that might have worked. You know, that kind of.
No, Allah is same bishi.
No, Isame. It's different. You know, but in Isame,
fine. We know better. We can trick
but
you.
But again, that could have been. Okay, imagine the ringleader, right? So what about the followers, the one who wasn't thinking straight that day? I was thinking the damn followers.
I woke up amongst you.
But we have a
choice. When we follow somebody, right? Somebody doing something wrong, when we follow blindly, we are equal to Israel. Please, what is he going to say?
Despite that, after
we are expecting salvation. We're talking about different concepts now. Joe, let me get to this concept first. The people who were killed, like drowned in Prophet Musa, right? Does that punishment, which kills them, when you kill them, does it absolve them of their crime or not? It doesn't.
Does it absolve them of that specific crime only?
Which crime? What are they
disobeying of not going on the ark? Only that crime.
What?
For example, if someone is killed by adultery, it absolves him of adultery, does it not?
Does it? It doesn't.
It doesn't?
Fikhumachi, it doesn't. You see, Fikhumachi, Fikhumachi, very clearly, okay, if somebody kochori kare, anger kapi, right? Angra Tapi Naku, it is not with the aim to absolve him of his crime, no. It is with an aim to act as a deterrent for others. That is the wisdom. The wisdom behind imposing such punishment is not to act as an absolution of crime, it is to act as a deterrent. The society is not much bigger. Originally, it doesn't absolve them of their crime. It's a direct consequence of their action, fine. But it doesn't absolve them of the crime. So there are two different things, you got to understand. And in the way Allah has set a system, for anybody who steals, for anybody who commits adultery, these punishments are direct consequences of their action. And the wisdom behind it is a deterrent to others. But it doesn't absolve the person. That crime is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah wants, Allah can forgive. That is his prerogative body. Right?
You know that, say that example of the Jews and they were making the dam. So someone, he was just following on the day he wasn't in his bed. So he wasn't even a chance, like we have a chance for the rest of our lives to see the difference he wasn't even in his bed. It was just straight time.
Okay.
That those who were turning to eggs were Jews. So, for example, they did it because they were fishing or something. They built the dam. So someone who was just following, like you said, following is no excuse. But say, for example, if we do something wrong by following, we have to say, Nick, a week later we think, well, that was wrong, see if it is.
They
don't
have
a choice.
That is why I say it is not going to absolve them of their crime. It is a direct consequence of their action. Right?
We have no chance for it. Like this life is supposed to be sort of condemned.
Well, if
they change direct result of the sin they did, then there's no chance for them to then
seek forgiveness. The other point there, I don't think the whole community was turned red. I think the ones who were the most guilty. Because it doesn't say
the Jews did not become lame.
Yeah, the ones who were the sort of like thought it through, they were
probably planning.
Yeah, they probably planning. The ones who maybe were not as guilty, and Rizwan saying a very interesting thing is that the fact that we're not turning away means we have not done anything of that spirit. That means what we are doing is not, maybe what they did was more severe.
Well, more severe, not in the act itself, in the attitude itself. Whatever it is, I think it is the attitude.
You can see many examples where in Islam it's the niyat, it's not the action. The action is not much better compared to the intention. You saw that story we heard that a person puts a stone on the road and the other person takes it off. It's the opposite action. But both end up in Jannah.
But
you say it's like. If you have done some offense to another soul, then you ask forgiveness from that soul. If you have an offense to that soul in the worldly life, then you meet them in birth, then you ask forgiveness from that soul.
I don't think you can actively do anything. I think actively you cannot do anything in birth that way.
So, what are you talking about?
You enhance yourself. Or to make yourself worse, you cannot do anything.
Jo, hadith masuchi, please. Try and understand. Let me read the hadith again. Let me read the hadith again.
I don't think you can increase yourself, your action, your good action. Others can do or your things that you have behind
you. In Usul al-Kafi, on the authority of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, an al-arwah fi sifat al-adsad fi shajarin min al-jannah. Arwah, again we are talking of Arwah al-Mu'minina, we are talking of those of the believers. They are Sifatil Adsad fi Shajarin min al-Jannah, right? They are like bodies clung to a tree in Jannah. Right? This is the description given. Ta'araf wa tasa'al. They introduce each other, they know each other, and they ask each other. فَإِذَا قَدَمَتَ الرُّوحَ عَلَى الْأَرْوَاحِ تَقُولْ دَعُوهَا فَإِنَّهَا قَدْ أَقْبَلَتْ مِنْ هَوْلٍ عَظِيمٍ. When a new soul enters, the others tell each other, leave this soul alone for a little while, for it has come through a difficult time. That difficult time is the first night in the grave, after death, before burial, immediately after burial. That is a very difficult period for a soul. So as it enters the fold of the existing souls, they tell each other, leave this soul alone. ثُمَّ يَسْأَلُونَهَا. Then they ask it, مَا فَعَلَ فُلَانِ. What has this person done? وَمَا فَعَلَ فُلَانِ. And what has this other person done? Or what is he doing rather, right? Rather than done. And now, what happens is, کوئی ممباسا تھی آ رہے تھے بیسی نے شو پوچھا کرے ٹائم فروم ممباسا آیا وہ آس کی نور کہ آ لو شو کرے چھنے اولو شو کرے برابر دیٹ وے دا ڈیڈ پیپل آسک اباؤٹ لیونگ پیپل بیکاز دس از اے نیو انٹری نا ان ٹو دا فورڈ آف دا ڈیڈ سولز کہ ہاؤ از دس اینڈ ہاؤ از دس پرسن ڈوئنگ آن ارتھ رائٹ فَإِن قَالَتْ لَهُمْ فَإِن قَالَتْ لَهُمْ if that soul says تَرَكْتُهُ حَيًّا اِرْتَجُوا if the soul says I have left him alive on earth they would long to hear from him اِرْتَجُوا اتلے کہ يَرْجُونَ مِنْهُ اتلے اینی پاسے ہوئے آشا رکھ سے they will hope to hear from him آجو ہوں مارا کوئی મરી ગયો પછી પૂછા કરું મારો દીકરો છે મને કોઈ છે જીવ તો એટલે હું આશા રાખું ખાલી કે ભાઈ એ મારો હવે મારો કોઈ ફાતિયા આવશે હજી આવશે રાઈટ વ ઇન કાલત લહુમ કદ હલા કે એ મરી ગયો છે કાલુ કદ હવા હવા હવે મારે કોઈ આશા નથી સો ધ રૂહ આર ઈગર ટુ નો કે હુ ઇઝ રિમેઇન્ડ ઓન અર્થ સો ધેટ દે વિલ નો કે હવે હજી આવશે કે બંધ થઈ જશે કોઈ છે યાદ કરવાવાળું કે નથી કોઈ યાદ કરવાવાળું એ લોકોને એ સમાચાર મળે કે નહીં હજી ફલાનો છે જીવતો છે તો એ લોકોની આશા એ લોકોની વધે યુ અન્ડરસ્ટેન્ડ વોટ આઈ મીન
ધે લેન્ડ ઇન ડિફરન્ટ પ્લેસ યસ ધે અધરવાઇઝ દે વુડ નો ધેટ ધેર સન ઇઝ ધેર ઓર નોટ
ટ્રુ ટ્રુ કોન્ટેક્ટ ઇઝ ધેર ધે આર ગેટિંગ આઉટ ઓફ ધ
યા ઈ બીજી હાદીસ
ઇફ હી સન વુડ
ડાઈ ઈ હાદીસ છે
ટ્રુ
ધ શાઓ એવરી થર્સડે ધ રૂહ વિલ કમ ટુ ધ હાઉસ and cry out, is there anybody to remember me? Mind you, the soul is crying out, is craving for anything, right? Shaykh Abbas al-Qumi, je manazil al-akhirah ma lakhe che, he lakhe che ke ek alim bija alim ne sapna ma aave ne ke che ke tu jare kutra ne khao nu diye, when you feed a dog, right, remember us. In the sense ke tu kutra ne khao nu diye, to amara naam ki diye ke che te ee kaam no sawa bhi aame bade, right? That desperate they are. I remember your father would say this here, that by Ramzan Yandar, every night they would go, to, every evening they would go to the Qabristan to recite Fatiha, every evening. And one day, it so happened that they were busy, remember? They were busy and they did not have enough time. They came to the Qabristan, but they were running late to go back to Masjid for Azan and Maghrib. So what they did was, they stood outside the Qabristan, telling each other, right? They were friends, a group of friends. They were telling each other, look, every day we come, aaj chhe ne hame 12 thi fatiha padi. To 12 thi ek fatiha padi ne they all went back. That same evening, that same night, marhum mullah saw a dream in which marhum Sheikh Sadiq, I don't know if you know Sheikh Sadiq marhum who was in Mombasa, I haven't seen him myself, but I know of him. If you go to the Qabristan, jitla Mombasa wala che Qabristan ma jao, to mere chhelli moti qabar nahi thi, jo mausoleum type banda hai usse, e Sheikh Sadiq ki qabar thi, the great scholar, right? E Sheikh Sadiq came to Mulla in his dream. Ke bhai tu daroj aato to aaj kem dekhao ne? To Mulla is telling him ki hum aaj aaye ho apna mein jal kisi hata to mare ki fatiha to Sheikh Sadiq kai bola ne he then talked to Mulla about other things. As he was going back, he said, Kaash, tamhe khabar hot ke ame aa tamara sare sathe nikli jau chhu. Em karine. So you can imagine, ke ame dur thi ke baju ma thi. Fatiha pehla to ame ek aadat pehla chhe ke marhum ne badhe dil jumla mukla. Right? Jyare e loko dil jumla mukla hai to badhe ne mare chhe. Ne ke sawab khuda badhe ne deshe. તો એ લોકો ફખર કરે એકબીજા સાથે વંદે છે કે આજે મારો દીકરો મને યાદ કરીને મને મળ્યો છે ફખર સમક્ષ દેમ મારે દીકરા મારો દીકરો મને યાદ કરીને મને એકલાને મોકલ્યો છે તહબા હજી રાઈટ જેથી બીજાને થાય કે કાશ અમે અમે પછાડે મિત્ર હોત આવો દેટ ઇઝ ઓલ ગોઈંગ ટુ હિટ અસ ધેટ हमने कई खबर इट इज देयर व्हेन वी गोइंग टू सिट एंड रिग्रेट ओवर थिंग्स वी कुड हैव डन सॉरी दिस गाय सॉरी كيف نعم نعم ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون
But you know, you said that they will ask about is so and so alive. I thought they could see. Juma, they come to your place. So they would know.
Yes, but I was saying. Your guru was doing it.
Look up your home.
It must be the true. When we're watching TV, they come here.
They would not come to our house when they said, "I know that." So they are already in the room with the preacher. But then. Abu Karwah ne yolo Malaysia. Itiyan jao ijen. Abu Karwah ne confined to certain spaces.
Based on what?
This is the strong rewire from this.
See, funny enough, okay, Amma Barzakh, you know, this particular hadith, he is not referred to, okay, and he says, okay, there are so many ahadith on Barzakh, that this would make it a book of ahadith, even that quoting him. And he's quoted one or two most important ones. And that hadith that you're saying, okay, Thursday, now, what their question was, okay, Thursday, now, they would know, okay, as you go, check it out. But he can't push it. There's so many others they would not know. Probably because of vicinity, and so on. Then you have the Barzakh in Wadi As-Salam and Wadi Al-Barkut, right? Again, Manazil Al-Akhir is something that Rahman Al-Bakir had been already. Manas no jare chameen ma daflaye che, jare chameen, will either accept the body or reject the body. So world of different dimensions altogether. Yeah, manazil akhir ma shaykh abbas al-kumi riwayat ki lakhe che ke kyo manas ne jare elo ko imam husayn na haram ni baju ma dafna wa man kata kya dafna hai ne jai che hai agar jai che to kya ki mayat hoti che ulti kare che literally the body comes out again. And they went to the scholar asking him, "Bhai, aane mein jameen mein suwai ne jarak aakar jaye chhe, to paachi body nikli jaye chhe, ki aa jameen ne manzoor nahi kiya mana se." So you can imagine that this is what happens. Things we cannot know are happening. It's a totally different world, different dimension totally. Khuda apne salamat rakhe.
Give it.
You tell me. Who I had chocolate apple on your wish and how?
Even name. He fake it. Hi, everybody, have a chocolate.
Nah, I think it's not a candle.
Is it?
Blame the soldiers.
But then
you see, I have this habit when
the beginning
is just
for
one
you hope that you only have to say one fatwa.
Let us try and understand this, yeah?
I think it boils down to depth of feeling for that person.
No, his question is specific. Yeah, there are differences. There is definitely a difference. મને માફ કર, મારા મા બાપ ને માફ કર અને મોમિનીન ને માફ કર. મારા મા બાપ મોમિનીન નથી.
I'm talking of 1920s and 30s.
His name was Molubai. કબ્રસ્તાન ની જમીન સજી દે,
I'm going to go to the next one.